All right. Welcome back to this week's new episode of This is America Political Time. My name is Ariana.
I'm Carmen.
I'm Gabrielle.
And Gabby is actually going to be joining us for now on. Kafala and Rosa unfortunately could not be here today. Shout out them, as always. So today our topic is the impeachment that has inevitably
escalated recently.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yep.
Basically, though, what we want to talk about is just what exactly impeachment is, what an impeachment inquiry is, what exactly is going to happen between, you know, the House and the Senate, ramifications, you know, in foreign affairs. Obviously, we're going to talk about Trump. That's a no-brainer. And we'll talk about past presidents as well. So just to start this off, Carmen, why don't you talk about the impeachment process? Like, what exactly is impeachment?
Okay, so I'm trying to make this so everybody can understand it. I literally just like looked this up. So like, it's the general definition of impeachment, but it's the process by which a legislative body levels charges against a government official. So basically right now, Donald Trump is possibly gonna get impeached. Hopefully we'll get impeached. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But it's tried by the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the House, what is that?
They basically say that they like bring the charges against.
Yeah, so the House is, so the president can be impeached by the House, and then the Senate will either acquit him or they'll convict him.
Mm-hmm.
So what actually is happening though, like impeachment has not happened yet. Mm. It's just an impeachment inquiry. This is basically like as if someone had, you know, a case brought up against someone, and this is just like the process, the procedural, you know, process. Mm-hmm. So right now, you know, they have the House committee, that's the oversight committee that's doing this, is basically, you know, they are subpoenaing for documents to like prove of a quid pro quo.
Mm-hmm.
Basically to see like what wrongdoings Trump has done, which I mean, come on, dude, he really came for the
he
Bidens
tried.
Like that.
He
tried. You know what, I'm not even, you know,
he's
for
preparing
Biden like that,
for Biden.
He is,
but
preparing
the joke is on him.
I mean, because I know this is about Trump, like impeachment and Trump, but like, is Biden gonna win that nomination?
I think this only makes it look a lot worse on
yeah,
him. Like,
for
there's
sure.
No way that he's going to come out of this even more successful or even, mm-hmm. you know, more of a front runner.
Yeah. I honestly, we're political science students.
It's so already so messy and we don't even have a nominee yet.
Yeah.
So it's like, do we want Biden to be our nominee? And mm-hmm. this is just going to escalate more.
And I saw, I was reading an article today where it was like, it came out that a second whistleblower has come out with allegations against Trump, confirming what the first one said. So if anybody, like what a whistleblower is basically when someone in Congress or even in, you know, an everyday job, they see something that they feel is wrongdoing.
Mm-hmm.
And so they come out, they could go to HR. So basically what they did is they went to the House and they've told them of the wrongdoing that Trump has done with in regards to President Zelensky and Ukraine. What if you don't know what happened is that Trump asked President Zelensky to basically do like surveillance and investigation on the Bidens to see of like any wrongdoings that Biden's son has done within the Ukraine, because he was helped manage this like oil or gas industry in mm-hmm. Ukraine while Biden was still vice president.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, like, honestly, it just looks bad on Trump's part. He just looks scared. Like, I mean, he called the whole country to talk about and do an investigation on the Bidens, and he hasn't even won a nomination yet.
It's like childish. It's literally like high school.
Yeah,
you try to get dirt on someone and then try to make them look bad. It's like, mm-hmm. let's call this a fair fight, please.
I think there's so much more going on than we even know. Like, I think it's so much more than just like look into the Bidens, look into mm-hmm. Hunter. Like, there's definitely a lot of money and power involved, and you know, a lot of obviously corruption and just like shadiness as it is.
I'm not trying to say that Biden and the Bidens are like some, you know, good moral people. Like everyone in politics is going to be corrupt. It's just how it is. But
for sure.
But the fact that, you know, it's like, I don't know what he's scared for. Like,
well, he wants to have a second term.
Yeah,
does that's what every president wants. Of course he does. It's gonna make him look bad if he does. I mean, he already looks bad, but to him, he thinks he's the best. That's true. Say.
There was actually someone in my class today, my American foreign policy class, that had said that they had a theory that, because if you didn't know, like today, Trump had tweeted out, or last night, Trump had tweeted out that like he was gonna pull forces from Syria.
I can find the tweet.
Yeah,
I'll find it.
I swear, this man always be tweeting.
He's tweeting all the time.
All the time.
He tweets more than me.
He does. But so he had tweeted that he was gonna pull forces from Syria, and if people don't realize the like ramifications that's gonna have.
Mm-hmm.
But so someone in class said that there. What if he's doing all of these things now to get himself impeached? Like, what if that's his plan?
It does seem like he's making it worse, right? On himself purposely.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's a reach.
It is. I think, like, yeah, it is a reach.
It's Donald Trump we're talking about here. Like, I don't think he would do that.
There's so many tweets. It's hard to find
them. I know, right? I don't even know how many tweets he does per day.
There's, in I don't past, like, 24 hours.
Can Twitter even block? Can they just, like, doesn't he?
You can get, like,
he would probably argue that it's, like, taking away his freedom of speech.
I mean, I'm sure he's blocked multiple people.
He has. He
taken away their freedom of speech.
But, I think what I wanted to say earlier was that, like, you know, as political science students, I think we can get a little bit nerdish when it comes to things like this, because I think it's incredible that we get
it's
a lift.
It's literally history.
Yeah.
And, like,
this is going to be, like, in history books. Yeah. Like, our kids will learn about
it's
all
this. It's
crazy
that we're, like, going through this right now. And I'm excited. Like, I hope he gets tried by the Senate so I can see this go down.
Right? Just to see, like, how they do it and, like, to see how, like, the Oversight Committee gets the documents to, like, see how they decide it. Just the fact that Nancy Pelosi, like, was able to even call an impeachment inquiry to begin with.
Did y'all watch the video of her announcing the impeachment, how they're gonna go?
Oh, no, I wanted to. I wanted to watch it. Like, I forgot to watch it.
So amazing. The nerd is coming out, but it was really like, wow, this is so serious. You would never think you would hear the words impeachment out of Congress, but like,
because he has done so much leading up to this point, and so like the fact that
it's like this is what
it's like pushing over the edge.
It's like he's crossed many lines, but this right here, Ukraine, it's what.
Imagine if they didn't call for one.
That's just what I've thought about that a lot. And I think that if they were to just do nothing, like, it would make us look so weak and so just, like, how are we better than anyone else?
Yeah.
Any of these, like, you know, countries with dictators and places where they throw coups, like, every other day. Like,
That's a really good question, though. Do you think we're, like, going towards a dictatorship more than a democracy?
Oh, man.
A lot of people think democracy is dying.
I mean, at this point, yeah. I mean,
technically, the American system is not a democracy. We have more of like a republic. But I mean, just the thought of, you know, not us not having it, because like America has always been like, oh, that's what a democracy should look like. I mean, that's what everybody always says. And so for us to be at a point where we undermine ourselves and our own constitution.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm all for having like a second, like another constitutional convention, but I mean the constitution's the constitution. Like, imagine us going against our own thing. I mean, we wrote that and everybody's always like founding fathers for sure, like celebrating them, and then like we turn our back and like absolutely just crap on them. That'd be crazy to me. I couldn't imagine it. I mean, like, how much farther could he go? Like, could he do?
And I think that kind of goes back to what you were saying, Carmen. Like, you know, if we let this Ukrainian situation go, like, what does it take to get impeached? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you have to do?
Where is the breaking point?
Where is the line? You know, like, fucking Bill Clinton and... but, like, come on, hey, y'all. Man, like,
don't comfort Bill like that. Come on. I did not have sexual relations.
But no, like, this whole impeachment process, it makes it seem like Bill Clinton did nothing.
Right.
Right.
Like... Yeah.
And, like, you think it was a personal matter. Like, granted, he wasn't impeached, but, like, it was a personal, like, no one really needed to be involved. The country did not need to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just let Trump and his call and everything else he's done go, like, what does it say about everything that's happened before and for everything sure. that will happen yeah. in the future?
And the thing with Clinton, I think what was really stupid about that was the only reason why he was impeached was because he lied under oath.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm like... I mean, the reason though why he was even, you know, in being impeached in the first place, though, like that, I mean, just it honestly though, it really came down to the fact that he was having like sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky and like several other women too. It
mm-hmm.
came out,
mm-hmm.
but like, I just think that that's so stupid that something that he's done in his personal life.
I feel like it only looks I mean, he's the president for the people, and like,
yeah, that's true.
You're supposed to be representing the country, mm-hmm. and then you are spending your time having an affair that's with true. All these yeah. women. So I mean, Donald Trump's presidency, it makes it seem like Bill Clinton did nothing, but the standard is Bill Clinton, like mm-hmm. that's when it should stop. But since we have Donald Trump, it makes it seem like, okay, we can let a little bit like some stuff slide.
Yeah. And I mean, like, look at just how many allegations, one, that have been brought up against Trump, two, like, what he's allowed to happen during his administration. I mean, mm-hmm. if you don't know, like, so an American citizen is only allowed to file suit against a president for actions that they did outside of the presidency.
Mm-hmm.
But Congress,
Clinton v. Jones, if anyone wants to look at
yes it. Clinton v. Jones, if you guys want to do that, look into it. It's a very interesting case. But Congress, obviously, they are responsible for, and the judicial branch as well, they're responsible for checking the executive branch for actions he does while he's president. And so, you know, while when the president, you know, takes office, he has an oath, and it's to mm-hmm. defend and to serve and to protect the Constitution and the American people, and to faithfully execute all the laws. Trump has not done that.
Mm-hmm.
He has not followed that. And like, just imagine, like, and this may be a reach, but you know, when he pulled out of the Paris Climate Agreement, if you think about it, that's gonna harm us.
It really set a standard for
yeah.
mm-hmm. for what we can do as Americans, and like what our politics are becoming.
Mm-hmm. And I keep hearing that America is slowly coming back, leaving international, like being internationalist and going back to isolationist.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, I don't think that that's true. I think that's just that administration.
I think it's an agenda that he specifically yeah. is pushing. Like, if you listen to his speech at the UN, like he was like, you know, globalism is for idiots, basically. And mm. like, it's about patriots and patriotism.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, in the same breath, he's like, oh, let's trade with the Chinese. Well, that's globalism.
Yeah.
Like, trading with people outside of your own country across the world, that is globalism.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, how can you say this and then be like, well, patriots, nationalism.
Blah, blah, yeah. blah, like. And now, just the conversation of nationalism is, it's so, I mean, like, me and Gabby were talking about this earlier today, where it's like, the dangers of nationalism and like what great lengths people will go through and go to do just to be able to be like, my nation is better.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. like to see that type of mentality forming. And I mean, honestly, it's already been formed in the United States as well, but like to see it really coming back, like it's full force. It's terrifying to me, because like, we really do not know just the nature of what he and, you know, his followers and supporters can do.
Yeah, he's woken up.
I mean, look at Charlottesville. He was like,
I mean, oh, yeah.
Very nice people, quote unquote.
Oh my gosh.
Like, on both sides, yeah. That,
I mean.
And I know we mentioned it, like, very briefly, like, the last episode, but I mean, like, he's allowed for, you know, ICE to put those kids in cages yeah. and, like, I mean, like, his administration, like, also look how, like, the turnover, like, he really does not have. Mm.
He fires proper people left and right.
Yeah, he doesn't have a proper staff. Like, mm-hmm. he's doing everything, like...
Well, the thing with Donald Trump is he's always been this way. Like,
yeah.
he's been consistent with his behavior, but we have just, like, elected into office. Mm. So it's like, it's nothing new. We've known this before the election, and now it's just, he's in power. Now he can, it makes it seem like he can do whatever he wants. And I mean, looking at it, he can.
For sure.
I mean, he's gotten away with it, I mean, this far.
And you know, this is to even say, like, and as much as I hate talking badly about them, Congress has allowed it. Yeah. I mean, they really, at any point, they could have taken back control and, you know, stopped him from doing things, vetoed it. Mm-hmm. But we live in such a polarized time that it's not going to happen anytime soon. Mm-hmm. Like, I think people need to realize that, like, you know, his impeachment is not, it's not a partisan issue. It should be a national security issue. Because, like, so I had briefly said that, you know, like, Trump was pulling forces from Syria. But, like, if you, so the U.S. has forces in a safe zone in Syria. I just learned about this today, too. So, like, it's fresh in my mind. But it all connects. But, like, you know, so our forces in Syria have been, you know, watching, and they have not protecting, but basically making sure, like, old ISIS.
Excuse Carmen.
You're good. some old ISIS prisoners are being watched. Basically, that's where they're being held prisoner. And so they also have the Kurds there as well, who are a people, a part of Syria. But so, you know, if the U.S. takes forces out of there and the Kurds have to protect their own people, those ISIS prisoners are going to be let loose.
Yeah.
And just imagine, like, imagine if ISIS, like, comes back and, like, if they have, like, a revenge plan. Like, I mean, we thought 9/11 was bad, but just imagine, like, the potential that ISIS could have now. And I think that's crazy. But honestly, like, this, it's just, like, terrifying to think of just, like, what could happen. And I'm not saying that we need to be involved in every single thing that's happening in the Middle East, but
aren't we?
I mean, yeah, we are. I can't deny that. I mean, we literally have troops. Like, we had troops in Saudi Arabia, Iraq, Iran,
Afghanistan, Kuwait,
Iran,
yeah.
Iran, Syria, obviously, Libya.
Everywhere.
I think Lebanon, too. Israel, obviously. Oh, my God. Just imagine. Israel's going to be, whew. That's a whole other thing, too. But, I mean, I don't think people realize just, like, the wrongdoing that, like, Trump is doing in regards to our nation's security. Like, this is not...
It's not even about, like, liking Trump or disliking Trump.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at it purely from, like, a nonpartisan, like, stand back, let's actually, like, view the facts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not okay.
Yeah, it's not.
You know, like, it's just not. Mm-mm. And to let it continue, and then to possibly let it continue for 4 more years,
yeah,
I just can't imagine.
It's so scary.
It really is, you know.
Which what's really cool to me, though, is that, like, there has been a couple of senators and some House representatives that don't agree with Trump, like Mitt Romney, for example. We stan. We love Mitt Romney here. But, you know, he has spoken out against Trump, and even Trump had wanted to impeach Mitt Romney. I don't know
for what
exactly. Just because, yeah. But I mean, so seeing that, like, even Republicans can see the issues with Trump being president is great, because it's a step forward.
I know you wanted to talk about this later, but it might be, like, a good time to, you know, talk about, like, you know, we have midterms coming up, and if this all does, you know, go awry, and, you know, they say impeach him, and it gets to the Senate where it's held by the Republicans, like, what do you think will happen at midterms? And if all of them keep their seats and don't get voted out by someone who's, you know, more Trump than they are.
Oh, you mean 2020 elections?
Yeah, the midterms, yeah. What do you think will, in terms of his impeachment? Because, like, we'll just start there.
Okay, so honestly, it's very hard to see him being able to be elected again, because it's not like a Bill Clinton issue, like how it was with, you know, like when Bill Clinton was impeached and then he was acquitted, he was reelected, he actually gained support. But him and Trump are so different in the sense that just, like, the type of support, you know, like public opinion support that Trump has. Like it's been going down since he got into office. Mm. And, you know, I really just could not imagine him winning again. But I don't really? Even.
I feel like I can.
I can know. As well.
I don't know, man. Before the impeachment, for sure, I saw him winning again. As much as I hate to say that, I did see him winning before the impeachment. Yeah. But now, it's hard to see it happening. Because I know for a fact, I don't think he's going to get impeached. I think he'll get acquitted by the Senate. But to see him being reelected after everything that's happened, it's kind of hard to see.
I mean, he's going to be, if he does get another term, like, he's going to have a rough start.
Yeah.
Like, really. Yeah. Especially and after midterm. Mm.
I think the reason, like, people would vote for him is just, like, the sheer ignorance. Like, they just that's simply true. Don't know this process and, like, what it means. Mm. And, like, you know, the consequences of, like, the actions that he, you know, did.
I think the elections are really going to come down to whoever the Democratic nominee is going to be. Because, I mean, at this point, forgive me if you support them, but the two other fellows...
No, but who do y'all think is going to be the...
The Democratic?
Yeah. Oh. Let's go around the room.
Oh, I hate doing this because it makes me so sad.
I think I've said this before. I'll say it again. As much as I don't like Joe, I think it's going to be Joe. Simply because I think people are comfortable with Joe. They know Joe. They associate Joe with... Barack Obama.
Yeah.
And so they're like, oh, that's, you know, that's Obama's vice president. That's our, that's my president. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very much an association to something familiar and something that's comfortable.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, Gabby. I think it'll be Biden. But after the Ukraine situation, it kind of looks more unlikely.
Yeah.
But yeah, they associate Biden with President Obama. And so that's what's going to carry Biden alone.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and say your guy.
I know.
But, you know, recently.
Hey. Let's be careful now. He's okay. Obviously, I fully support, you know, Bernie Sanders.
If we're
going to
talk about ageism, they give Joe Biden a very hard time. But they don't give Bernie as much as a hard time. I mean, like.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
The media does.
Kamala attacked him on stage.
The media attacks Bernie, I think, more than Biden.
Who did? I think Castro attacked him on stage about his age. Like, oh, you're forgetting what you said? Like,
that was funny, though. I watched that shit.
Joe is 76 years old.
Bernie is 78?
78.
So he's like 2 years older.
That's not those 2 years matter.
I think it's weird that, like. So, like, the Democratic nominees are attacking Joe more for his age, but the media is attacking Bernie for his age more.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't see that.
Well, like, you know, I see he had his heart attack, and, like, every one of the outlets was like, oh, Bernie heart attack. Like, you know, he's going
to... Yeah.
I feel like...
And he's fine, by the way. Okay, everybody listening, Bernie's fine. Okay? Old people just sometimes have heart attacks. Just how it is.
Yeah, but he can't have heart attacks. You can't have heart attacks when you're a president.
Okay, we don't need that. We take into account too that, you know, the campaign circuit.
I need him to last
that's a stressful thing.
We need him to last 4 years. We don't need him to last two and then he gets a heart attack and we have this whole episode. Like, well, no, okay, I need a secure 4 years.
Who do you think his VP would be?
Wait, Bernie or Joe Biden?
Dang. Bernie.
All right, so a lot of talk.
Warren.
A lot of talk has been that, like, him and Elizabeth Warren will end up being either one.
Like, vice versa for each other.
Yeah, vice president for each one. Which, I guess, the thing that I have with Elizabeth Warren is that it feels like, you know, Bernie started all these talks about, like, universal health care and canceling student debt and, you know, legalizing marijuana. He was one of the first, you know, candidates to really talk about this because he's been talking about this since 2016 and even before that too.
Yeah.
So like, and it feels like Elizabeth is just kind of like writing whatever he says down too, but like, I guess it looks better for her because she's a woman and because she's younger and things like that. But like, and I know I should, you know, like as women, we should be like, oh, we should have our first woman president too.
The choices are.
Yeah. But I also don't think that we should, you know, just choose a candidate just based on their gender.
Yeah, totally.
I think it really has to come down to like their policy wise. But again, knowing how the Democratic Party is, I don't think Bernie's going to get that nominee because he's not technically a Democrat. You know, he's a socialist.
Yeah.
Which the Democratic Party, you know, they will do everything they can to make themselves look good. Mm-hmm. It's just how it is. They mm-hmm. they want the best Democrat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Bernie's just not it.
A true Democrat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As much as I want him, you know, to get that nominee, though. We really missed out in 2016.
Yeah, but Biden's the nominee.
I don't think, you know, I don't think Biden. Trump? I don't think Biden's actually going to get the nomination.
Okay, so if not Biden and not Bernie, like, who?
It would be Warren.
You think?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I feel like if that happens, then it's just, like, Hillary v. Trump again.
Yeah, it would be Hillary v. Trump again. Which, but the thing but, is, I mean, is that
all he can talk about is the Native American thing.
Yeah,
I mean, what else does she have on that? Like,
I think I'm sure you know. Like, actually, it came out apparently there was some allegations that she was having an affair.
Oh, with the 30-year-old. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I saw that. That's okay, such Elizabeth. A reach. That is such a reach. Like, who put that?
I don't know.
How old is she?
Let me look it up.
I don't know. But like, I mean. I feel like everybody's trying to find something about every candidate.
That's politics,
it's
though.
So childish, yeah, though. Like, anything before the presidency should, like, be disregarded.
Well, anything.
Well, not everything, but, like...
She's 70 years old, by the way. She ain't...
Nobody. Oh, man. She did not have an affair with a 30-year-old.
I don't think... I don't even think it was because of her age. I just don't think she's the type of woman to have an affair. Well, never mind. Let me shut my mouth because, you know, we never know.
Allegedly. Everything is alleged.
But I wanted to bring it back to, you know, something that I read earlier. And it was just to talk, bring it back to, like, the impeachment. But it's just to talk about, like, subpoena orders, basically. Mm-hmm. So if you don't know, the Oversight Committee has subpoenaed, you know, Rudy Giuliani. And he is the personal attorney for President Donald Trump. And today was the deadline to get those documents. And he's had since September 30th. And he did not get them in time.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. I know, right? It's nothing new. And so basically what he said, and this is something that he said. They're basically saying that the request for the documents and, like, communications between Trump and Ukraine is overly broad and unduly burdensome. Mm. I just, like, the lack of respect that they have. I mean, come on.
The thing is that I don't think it's that broad of a claim to be made, especially considering, like, a week before the phone call,
mm-hmm.
Trump pulled the aid.
Exactly.
Like, you look at the facts. Yeah. Look at the facts. He pulled, what was it, like, $200 million, maybe even more, of aid
mm-hmm.
from the Ukraine that was supposed to be sent mm-hmm. there. And then you call the president and you're like, oh, guess what? You either look into the Bidens or we take the aid.
Yeah.
Oh. There's the evidence.
It was basically a threat.
Yeah.
I mean, a threat or blackmail. I mean, it was
I just think that's so messed up. Because, like, the thing that really bugs me is just, like, there's just such a lack of respect for, you know, the American. Which, I mean, like, yes, the American system's not perfect. But, you know, like, as president, you are representing our country. And you're representing, like, us as, you know, the head of the state. And so for you to do that with other countries, what does that make us look like? You know, like, how are they going to be looking at us now that he's done that?
It makes us look really messy.
It does.
I mean, it makes us look illegitimate, and I can't wait till Donald Trump is out of office.
I think it goes back to, like, our talk about being weak. I mean, it's like, where checks and balances, where are they at?
Yeah.
You know, and if we can't check our president and he's just running amok doing all kinds of crazy things, like, how can we help anyone else? We can't even help ourselves.
Exactly. And I just think it just sucks because, like, you know, I know for us, we always, I mean, we're excited to be able to get, you know, start our careers in politics and to, you know, get to that position.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us to see, like, Trump and his administration and the White House just, like, really mess that up. And it's like a lack of respect.
Yeah.
And that's what really upsets me. It's because, like, I have so much respect for Congress and I have so much respect for the judicial branch mm-hmm. and the executive branch. And so to see someone given this opportunity to be president and given this that much power and to see him just, like, abuse it That sucks.
And all of this is getting like so, like, we have so many bigger problems, like climate change,
immigration,
and this is just like undermining everything.
Yeah,
it's like this has taken over since he's been elected. It's always been back-to-back problems with Donald Trump, and
it's like, can we focus on the politics?
Yeah,
like let's move away from the drama. Yeah. Yeah, move away from the, you know, just everything, and like let's focus on the real issues.
Yeah, yeah. And I think the media has like is the, you know, real problem with that too, because they both profit
sides.
Off that
both sides yeah of the media, for sure.
They, I mean, like they love talking about Trump.
I think this goes back to kind of like y'all's conversation yesterday. I know I wasn't here for that, but like you were talking about like if we can't fix the media, then what do we do? You guys were talking about the media and like racism.
Yeah
And you know, like it's the same with like this issue and politics as a whole. Like if we can't fix what's happening in the media, then how do we stop them from like, you know, spreading this false information or this information that's just like, you know, not based in fact.
Mm-hmm. And I think it really comes down to like how I was saying earlier, like just polarization, just being that real big divide that we have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if we really wanted to fix this system, you know, like with, I mean, like specifically like with politics, you know, like the parties would not care about their parties. You know, they wouldn't, that wouldn't be the leading reason why they do what they do and decide what they decide. You know, it would be one for their constituents and two for, you know, Congress. I mean, like that's your job as a congressman and woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a party leader. You know, you're not being given a job or position through your party. You're given it through the people electing you to be in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And so just like the fact that, you know, polarization leads everything that we do now, mm-hmm. leads the media, leads to who we elect as president, even within the justice, you know, the Supreme Court, like they've never been like unpolarized. There's always been the conservative and liberal side.
Always.
So it sucks to see how that is, you know, almost like the root to all of our problems within our political system.
The problem with a two-party system is that,
For sure.
You look at other countries who have like multiple parties that run every, you know, election year, and I mean they're not perfect by any means, and they have their problems, and you know, as it is, but like when you have multiple options and not just two, there isn't this like huge divide of us on this side and them on that side, and, you know, vice versa.
I think it just separates us more, you know, political wise, because I think people really need, I think the thing that sucks is that, you know, and I'll just say it for like both sides, so like liberals and conservatives, see, like for social problems I do tend to lean more liberal too, but like I think people need to see also like economic policy. You know, it can't just always be about like social issues. I think we really need to look at economic policy as well, and to like understand that too. And I for sure am not qualified to talk about, like, you know,
economics
or anything like that. But, like, I think being able to tackle things, like, in a bipartisan, just, like, nonpartisan at all, like, just to benefit and to help out, you know, like, our best national interests is what we should be doing. Because, like, you know, it's basically, you know, our government is by the people, for the people. And if we are the ones creating this government, electing these people into these positions, and then we have, you know, people like Trump and you know, sorry to attack him, but like Mitch McConnell and, you know, people, you know, certain people in the House that just like completely disrespect the Constitution and ignore everything about it. It's upsetting to me. Yeah. Because, like, what's the point in then in having a government if people are just going to ignore, you know, the rules? And also, in the Constitution, it has never mentioned one time about parties. They never mention parties, and yet we have them, and they rule our system.
It's crazy how these things develop. That'd be interesting to
research. About the two-party system thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Just to, like, compare it to, like, other countries, too.
We need to invite some of our friends like Ben from England who can talk about.
Oh yes, we do have some foreign exchange students that we can invite.
What they see in their political systems would be interesting.
Yeah,
that is interesting. But to bring it back to the impeachment, like, and to ask you guys, like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, you think he's going to get impeached?
I think he'll be impeached by the House, acquitted by the Senate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't really see it going any other way. I just don't.
What more do you think would have to happen?
God. At this point, it's like...
Like, what do you think they'd have to find for certain Republicans? Like, as I already know, Mitt Romney is switching. And I'm not... Is someone surprising, too? I think I read about... No, never mind. He was in support of... I was talking about Lindsey Graham. Mm-hmm. No, yeah, but... I think it's just interesting to wonder, like, what more would Trump have to do for the Republicans to...
I feel like it would need to be more of, like, an explicit phone call. More of, like, this for this. Mm-hmm. And then more of, like, actually withholding this for that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, straight up, like, him saying it, you know, like, written down word for word.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's what it's going to take.
I feel like, I mean, every day we have Republicans turn their back on Donald Trump. And especially with midterms coming up, they want to secure their seat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think once people, you know, stop paying attention to him in Congress, I think that's what it's going to keep escalating. I mean, right now he's, like, going on Twitter saying these all, like, obscure things.
Yeah.
He's going to, like, explode. Yeah. And the explosion's going to be his impeachment and he'll be gone.
What he had tweeted something today.
Is it the one that Ben read?
Yeah, that Ben showed us.
I can read it if you want to.
Yeah, can you read it?
So this is a tweet from at the real Donald Trump. I'm sorry, it's too much for me.
Nobody wants to be
him. He says, as I have stated strongly before, and just to reiterate, if Turkey does anything that I, in my great and unmatched wisdom, consider to be off limits, I will fully destroy and obliterate the economy of Turkey. Parentheses, I've done it before, exclamation point, in parentheses. And then it goes on to talk about how basically other European countries better, like, watch out and watch over, you know, like, the ISIS fighters and families. And then, you know, the U.S. has done more for anyone than, like, could ever be expected. And just at the end,
that's your president you're talking about, like,
the U.S. is great, exclamation point, all caps.
When was it ever great? But...
Yikes.
Guys, come on. He obliterate
the economy of Turkey.
He said, in my great and unmatched wisdom, that was a direct quote.
Parentheses, I've done before.
I've done before. But what's crazy to me is that, like, okay, so in the international system, you know, coming into, I know Gabby loves global politics, but, you know, what does Dr. Brojoy say that states have? Sovereignty.
Power.
And so the fact that, like, Trump even thinks he has the right to talk about Turkey in that way and to basically, like, attack their government.
Guess what this comes back to?
Globalism. Oh, globalism. Yeah,
globalism. The thing that he hates.
Yeah.
You
globalism. But, like, that's just insane to me that, like, he's able to, like, is someone not watching what he tweets? Like,
I honest to God do not understand. I don't know.
It's the only app on his phone.
Are you serious? Time?
It has to be.
Oh, I thought knew. I was like, you know?
It has to be the only app on his phone if he tweets this much throughout the day, late at night.
He's running a country. How does he have time to tweet?
Not running a country. He's ruining a country.
He's not. He's not. Oh, that was good. Snaps for you, Carmen. That was true. That's true.
Well, he's supposed to be running a country, and he's tweeting instead.
The thing is that he's not even a Republican.
No, if you go back and look at the way he was registered back in the day, he's always been registered as a Democrat.
Yeah.
Which is really, like, I remember when he was running in, you know, 2016, before 2016, I had a lot of, like, my teachers in high school who were like, he's probably going to just, like, run on these platforms, and when he gets there, he's going to be like, oh,
yes, Democrats. I had a lot of people say that in high school.
And then, you know, he did, like, what he's done, and it's, like, it's shocking, obviously, right? But, like...
I think that's just, like, the craziest thing to me is that, like, Republicans, certain, because it's not all of them, because there's a handful that don't support him, but, you know, like, they'll support him, and I'm like, he is not even for you guys. He was never for you guys. He rooted against you guys.
Yes.
And you're supporting him.
I also think He gives the, you know, good Republicans a really bad rap.
People look at
the Republican Party and they're like, wow.
Yeah, that sounds like there's a difference between Donald Trump and being a Republican.
There are Republicans who do not act like this and who are not, you know.
It's like he's almost for like the Tea Party and not what like a real Republican is.
Mm-hmm. Like super, super conservative, super far right.
And, you know, this is to say too, like, I think people need to stop with the stigma that, you know, that all Republicans are trash. And same thing, like, that all Democrats are trash. I think, like, you know, we use this type of rhetoric to really attack one another. But, you know, if you think about it, bipartisanship and working across the aisle, it really promotes progress and allows us the opportunity to do more and to create legislation that benefits Americans. And polarization does nothing.
Yes. I was going to bring it back to your point of polarization.
Yeah. You know, like, I love AOC and I love, you know, Cory Booker, even Kamala Harris too. But like,
to an extent.
Yeah, to an extent. But like, you know, being constantly all for Democrats, it's not the best thing and it's not great. It doesn't promote anything. All you're doing is causing Republicans to dislike you even more, and we're ignoring, you know, what they have to say. I think we need to be able to, you know, respect their opinion and to actually listen to it.
To be educated, you need to know both sides.
Yeah.
Because if not, then you're educated on one stance, but you're still ignorant to the whole other world of thought that's out there.
Well, nobody's 100% Republican and 100% Democrat.
Exactly. If you think about it, everybody's moderate, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
that's a great point.
I mean, I think some of the most beneficial representatives that we've had, obviously, Senator John McCain.
Love John McCain.
We miss him.
R.I.P. John McCain.
R.I.P. You know, his family. You know, our condolences and love out to you guys.
As if they'll ever
Wasn't it John McCain who, like, wrote a letter, like, not inviting Donald Trump to his funeral before he died?
Yes,
that is the biggest flex I've ever seen.
He's a prisoner of war. Just such a legend. Such
He's
an icon.
Honestly amazing. Him, on currently we have Democratic Senator Michael Bennett. He's phenomenal. He's always been pretty moderate, and you know, hearing, you know, being able to see moderates work together and like what they're able to do is incredible to me, because like, you know, the legislation that they end up releasing, like, that was the whole thing when AOC and Ted Cruz had released that one bill together. It was about the environment, right?
I can't remember. Off the top of my head. I could look it up maybe.
But like, I mean, that was historic, because it was like, when you think of AOC, you think of her like all the way Democrat, and you think of Ted Cruz and he's like all the way Republican. So to see some like almost like a moderate bipartisan legislation come out of them too was incredible. I think we really need to, you know, uplift moderates and the independent like independents. Like, everybody talks trash about independents and moderates, like,
that's
saying
how I'm registered as an independent.
Yeah. It's just like, you know, independents really have the determining and final say in like how and who gets elected into Congress and to the presidency. And like, we always say that they're uneducated and, you know, lack this, you know, desire to learn about politics, but I mean, they really do at the end of the day. I think the fact that we constantly look down on them is the reason why they don't want to get into politics.
Yeah.
I think we only have like two.
And the thing, like, I know we've talked about this in like American presidency, but it's like, those are the people that you need to campaign and appeal to. You don't need to campaign to people in your party because they're already behind you. They already know your platform. They already know your stances. They already, like, they're going to vote for you regardless. Campaign to those people in the middle who are unsure and who don't know, who don't know necessarily, I guess, what they want.
Yeah.
Like, let them know what you're for, what your policies are.
And be honest about it.
And encourage those people to join your side and join your campaign and join your movement. Like, it doesn't make sense to campaign to people who already are for you.
Exactly. And I think that's like, you know, just for candidates, that are, you know, going through the campaign circuit and like are trying to get reelected, just be honest about, you know, your policies and like why you do the things that you do. Like, don't lie, because, you know, we're not electing you into office because you lied to us, like whoever the best liar is. We're electing you because we think you could be the best representative for us.
Yeah.
And, you know, Trump did not win the popular vote. You know, we talked about that last time. Mm-hmm. You know, it was the Electoral College that gave him that ability to be in office. And, you know, for us, it's hard to think that, like, the person that we thought could have been the best representative is not in there. And, like, the difference of what it would have been like if Hillary was president. Just, like, imagine that. If Trump didn't get elected. If we didn't have the Electoral College.
I have a lot to say, but that's okay.
No,
Hillary's... I don't... It's a whole, like...
I mean, I don't even... Hillary, I don't agree with Hillary.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree that it would not have been completely different. And probably, in some ways, for the betterment of our nation.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't imagine Hillary being the first, like, female...
Yeah, no.
...president. And, like... there's just so many things.
Yeah.
But that's another time we can talk about that. I'll put it on the dock.
But I think, and this probably, you know, like, is going to sound weird, but I think that Trump was president at the right time, because we're talking about it, mm-hmm. and we're seeing the ramifications of that. You know, like his administration just completely racist. You know,
he's an example of what a president should not be.
Yeah, he is.
So thank you, Donald Trump.
Yeah, thank you. And you know, it sucks, because like, as you know, for at least for me, like I always think, like, if you're gonna be in politics, at least know and have some experience in politics.
Yeah, totally agree.
Because like, you can't be going in there blind if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Just, and it's so much more complicated. It's not a business.
Yeah, it's not politics, a business.
Running a country is not being a CEO. It's not being a businessman.
It's and you people.
Will, right, yeah. Exactly. It's so many complicated relationships with a nation, with other nations, mm-hmm. with like the people that you work with, your staff, and
with Congress.
It's not just like, let me fire these congressmen, because that's not how it works.
Yeah.
You know, like, you can't just get rid of people that you don't like.
And I think like what's crazy is that like people in his own staff, I mean, like, look how much turnover he has.
Yeah,
like,
with his own talked staff. About this.
Yeah. So like, people in his own staff, if they even speak out against him, he'll fire them,
mm-hmm.
or they'll have to quit, because they can't get behind, like, if his own staff sees the problems within his own administration and his presidency, this should be a sign, you know, to the American people that there is a problem with his presidency.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I keep going back to that question. What more would he had to have done? If the Ukraine thing, you know, like, if they didn't have the impeachment inquiry for the Ukraine, what else could he have done? I feel like he's done a whole
Pretty
lot.
Pretty much everything.
Yeah. And so it's kind of wild to me that, like, now is when they started doing it. I mean... I would have impeached him
a long time before he was president.
A long time ago. I mean, if I had it my way, he probably wouldn't even have gotten that Electoral College vote. But that's a whole other thing.
That's like a whole other thing that needs, the whole college just needs to be revamped. But
and what scares me though is that if he is impeached, you know who would take over?
Mike Pence
with his little what is his agenda to have shock therapy.
Yes. I was just talking about this with Steven before I came down here, and he was talking about how he's for shock therapy, which is basically if you, I feel like everyone knows what that is, but if you don't know what that
but
is,
yeah, it's just
when you're, you know, gay, basically you go to like some quote unquote, you know, medical facility, and they shock
camp.
You
yeah.
into not being gay anymore, which obviously makes no sense and is not real.
Oh,
and it's so outdated. I have no words to even like begin to understand.
Look, what did he think that was actually gonna happen?
No, I'm pretty sure he's doesn't no, he yeah, still believe
he,
that.
He I think he even helped. I could be wrong, and I'm so sorry if it's incorrect. But I think he helped pass certain legislation,
did he?
Or like support. He has supported a certain legislation for shock therapy.
That's crazy, because that's literally so...
It's just so messed up.
I wonder if I can find
like, that is weird. Not even weird, it's just gross.
It's literally...
It's sick.
Makes no sense. When you think about what it literally actually makes zero sense.
And that's, you know, that's... You know, if you don't know, like, how the impeachment works is that if a president is impeached, the person to take over, you know, during that time is would be the vice president. So it would be Mike Pence that would end up becoming, like, you know, acting president. But so, I mean, like, that's just, that's wild to me. Like, we would like, leave one evil and then we'd go to the next.
Yeah.
I'm looking up an article about, what, you know.
Oh, homeboy.
Yeah.
And then, you know who would be it after him? It would be the Speaker of the House, I think.
Is it Nancy Pelosi?
It would be Nancy.
Wow. Nancy.
That'd be interesting.
That would be interesting. Would she want to be president?
I don't know.
She wants to stay in Congress.
Okay, so just to, I guess, not necessarily clarify anything, but I guess to make, again, all alleged. Mm-hmm. Everything is alleged. He didn't openly outright say that, but it was interpreted that his support for gay conversion therapy, as it some people call it, was that there is a cure and that patients could be, I guess, cured from being gay, is what the article is suggesting.
What?
Which, again, makes no sense, but that's okay. Okay.
Obviously, you know. Ignorance is not going to make any sense. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike Pence. See, like, it makes you... Who would you rather have then? Trump or Pence?
I mean, since we're already dealing with Trump...
We know the evil.
Yeah. We know Trump. I don't know Pence.
Because the thing is that I think Pence is smart. I think Pence is
intelligent. I feel like he's so low-key. I feel like this whole 4 years, basically, I haven't heard one thing about him.
Yeah. I think he's running the whole thing.
He's doing something.
Yeah, I think... Conspiracy I really do think... Yeah, I know, right? Conspiracy. Like, I really do think that he's behind. He has to be behind.
What has he done as vice president? And maybe this is my own ignorance, but I swear, this whole 4 years, I really have not heard a single thing about him in the media, about anything he's done in, like, legislation and politics and Congress, and, like, what is he doing?
You heard, like, I think I remember one article. I can't even remember what the article is about because it really wasn't, like, important. But, like, honestly, like, nothing. Yeah. Absolutely nothing.
It's very interesting. I would love to know.
So, like, that's why I think he's, like, pulling the strings. And that's why,
I don't think so.
But Trump is, like, the thing with Trump is that, like, he's smart, but he's not, like, smart. Like, I don't know if I can.
He's business smart.
Yeah.
The thing is that, yeah, he's been in bankruptcy, okay, but he does know business.
Yeah, he does.
And he ruins lives
while he's doing business.
Yes. That's all businessmen. That's like every CEO ever.
I would be nervous to have Pence in the White House just because, like, I don't know the potential that he has. Mm. Like, Trump, we see the there's really no potential. Yeah, like, we know what's going to happen. We can pretty much guess, like.
He's going to go on Twitter.
Like, yes. Tweet super late at night, you know, pulling out of.
Y'all think he eats snacks?
Does he eat snacks?
Yeah, while he's tweeting.
Yeah.
What do you think he eats?
Oh, he definitely eats, like, potato chips.
Didn't he say that he McDonald's
doesn't
is,
he
like,
drink
the
Diet Coke?
His favorite restaurant in America?
Oh, my God, no.
Why
would he drink
America?
Diet Coke? He wants the calories.
I swear he drinks Diet.
He drinks
I want to know what he drinks. I'm sorry.
Obviously not water.
I don't want to think about what that man eats.
Well, remember he loves McDonald's.
Yeah.
He was talking about how, like, the Trump Hotel has, like, the best food. Like, the taco... first of all, they sell tacos at, like, the Trump Hotel. Okay. You make your own conclusions there. Anyways. And he was like, the Trump food is the best food.
Oh, I know you lying. I know you lying, Trump. But, like... Bruh. Just to bring it, like, full circle. Coming back to the impeachment. And the impeachment inquiry. Obviously, you know, nothing has been said yet. He hasn't been impeached. Still doing subpoenas. The Oversight Committee is not done with their investigation.
So, I just have a question.
Yes.
And also to clarify. So, they never brought the subpoena. He didn't bring the subpoenas in time. Is that what you said earlier?
Yeah. Okay. So, like, basically, the Oversight Committee had subpoenaed for Rudy Giuliani to have bring documents and like communications of like proof, because they have proof. Like,
so this is not like the whistleblower report and like the transcript, right? This is a separate.
This is like, I think,
body of
it. It like all connects, okay, basically, because it's all about like the same issue. But it's basically, the documents are basically to see like the full transcription, mm-hmm, the full extent of like what's happened with Ukraine. And, you know, he and some other White House staffers, I believe, have not given the documents and communications.
Slightly off topic, but is it common for a president to have their own personal attorney, like on rotation like that?
That is true. I've never heard Obama's personal attorney.
Obviously, I'm sure there are attorneys that represent them, yeah, but yeah, like, do they have their own personal one that they?
I think that's like why so it's involved, so interesting. With yeah, he's heavily involved. Yeah,
so it's like, it's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of uncomfortable, mm-hmm, too, because
he knows
secrets that, yeah, we have.
So it's like
classified things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look at what's her face, Ivanka.
Yeah,
she knows classified information.
Girl, get
she's,
out.
Why she's not
get
even
out while you
like,
can, girl.
But like, it isn't, because I haven't. I don't think I ever.
Isn't she and maybe from this like is Eastern maybe, Europe?
Who?
Ivanka.
Melani.
Ivanka.
Wait, who's Ivanka?
That's Ivanka's his daughter.
You're talking about Melani.
You're right.
You want Melani to get out. Ivanka's set.
Yeah,
she's in there.
That was my mistake. She loves her father.
Yeah, that was a little too
incorrect. Oh, y'all better stop.
Ooh, sorry.
But stop no, isn't head. She, Melania, isn't she from like...
She...
Isn't she from Russia?
I swear she's from like Eastern Europe. Let me look
she's,
it up.
She's an immigrant, but I don't remember where she's from. But I mean,
she looks so uncomfortable, poor girl.
She does.
She's praying for you.
Get out, girl, while you can.
Oh, and I feel bad for his youngest son, that little boy.
Baron.
Yeah.
Baron, I think.
Pobrecito. Wow, poor guy.
What you said.
But I mean, like, and I was asking Carmen earlier too. Like, what's interesting is that, like, if you know, obviously, if you don't follow through with like a subpoena order, you could get arrested. Yeah. Like, there's ramifications for that.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, does he, like, have special treatment or something? Because he's the president's, like,
personal
lawyer. Like, I really wonder if the House is going to even do anything in response to that.
I'm really interested. Because, again, like Carmen, like, did Barack Obama have a personal attorney? Did Bush? Any of the Bushes? Any, like, who? Like, I've never heard.
Yeah, no.
Of like a president having like an like attorney
there's,
like
there's a general like attorney that. Like obviously right, there's yeah, like attorneys yeah. for like the whole nation, but not one specifically for the president, like personal. Mm-hmm. So it is interesting.
Does he pay him with government money?
That's a good question.
That's
a
gag.
Yeah, he does.
That is actually a good question. Well, I wonder. I'm sure Trump will probably pays him out of pocket, but I mean, that's interesting to think about. Like,
I feel like if there's so many shady things happening that like no one is like, not necessarily that they aren't talking about, but they're not like thinking about and not asking the mm-hmm. right questions to talk about and to bring to the forefront. And it's like, I want to know the facts. I want to know the tea.
I know. That'd be crazy. All right. So that is it for this week's episode of impeachment and Trump and everything else. I feel like we
talked about.
I think
impeachment
we covered
for like
a lot today.
I know. I feel like we always end up talking more about other stuff.
It's hard not to make it a conversation because it really does just like flow.
It makes you think. This presidency has made all of us like really think, like about the government and their true intentions. You know,
And the future government to
come. Yeah, for sure.
Especially with the election coming up.
Oh, so. Yeah. 2020. Get registered.
Please get registered.
Yes, please, please. And please actually go out and vote if you, I mean, carpool, if you need to. Walk. Take your bike. Uber.
And you know, this is Lime like, scooter. And this is for, you know, both parties, even other parties, independent, like, really get to know these candidates, you know.
Do your research.
You know, we have, if you don't know, there's two Republican candidates outside of President Trump.
Yes.
I mean, we have about 12 to, or is it 20? I don't know how many Democratic.
A lot.
Even if it's work, I mean, try to get to know all of them.
Like a campaign page or an Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like very accessible media for mm-hmm. you to look at and find information from.
Definitely.
That's reliable.
Definitely recommend that. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Again, this is Ariana.
Carmen.
Gabrielle.
And we'll see you guys next week. All right.